First of all, I lost my beer. Okay, this is what I'm drinking tonight, and it's a Corona. Okay, and if you want to have a Corona, a California Corona, you take the Corona and then you take this part right here, and you fill it with tequila. Okay, so then it's a California Corona, and if you ask at the bartender, the bartender will say to you, "No, sir, Corona is a Mexican beer." Anyway, try it out. It's good.
I thought it was a disease.
maybe it was.
Yeah, now it is.
Tonight we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff of which I didn't get myself updated before the show. But it's all very interesting stuff for some of you. For some of you, it might piss you off. I mean, it's okay. You know, I'm just giving you a warning. Don't you have to give warnings now?
Trigger warning.
Trigger warnings. Why is it triggered? Like a gun?
Well, because we have an amosexual culture that responds to gun turns.
Oh, I see.
Like trigger.
Oh, it's like Madison Avenue.
Or like Roy Rogers' horse.
Trigger was his name.
The horse.
Yeah, the horse, right. Yeah. And you know, on
the saying we're not going to keep talking about horses, but we do.
Multiple screens right now.
Yeah, tonight I pulled out my Rolex blood pressure machine. So we're going to check my blood pressure, and you should check your blood pressure. Okay. She should get vaccinated also. How about that? All right. And now, before I leave, for all of you that write in, they go, "What is this?" Well, first of all, it's like a radio show. Remember radio? Now they call it podcast, like poopcast or something. What happened to broadcast? Anyway. So it's a broadcast.
Yeah, broadcast for broads.
For peace. For
I as a broad do a broadcast.
That's correct. Right. It's always been a feminine thing.
I don't want to be a pod. I'd much rather be a broad than a pod.
Pod. Gosh.
Maybe it's because guys run things and they didn't want to do broadcasts. They'd rather be a pod.
I always liked broadcast.
I do too. I still use it.
I mean, maybe it's because you can't say it today. You can't say broad.
Ooh.
Cass.
Well, when you put it like that,
right?
It sounds so sexy.
You know, I might have to resign as CEO after I said that.
Ooh, well, yeah, especially since you've been having sex with some of the workers.
Who, me?
The workers.
Oh, the workers are having sex.
Me, I'm a worker.
Oh, me too. Actually, I had sex last night.
More about that.
Did you hear it?
On the broadcast.
Okay, now we're going to go to the broad who runs the show.
All right, we're on Facebook.
And here we go.
And YouTube, speaking of broadcast.
We're all aboard.
On Facebook and
now
YouTube.
FDR. And that stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president. Oop, there goes my hat. And it also stands for fuck the rich. Yeah, because we got to tax them. And that sort of sounds not very sexy, so we fuck them. Anyway.
The train's here.
This is our locomotive into your tunnel of love. And we are going to talk tonight about OnlyFans flips and war sucks. And bonobos rock. Woohoo! So those are our basic three subjects tonight. Oh, and bananas rock too. to notice the yellow theme tonight. Whoops. I meant to just pull his foreskin down, and I ended up giving him a castration. It's even worse than a circumcision here. Well, anyway. Go bananas. So, OnlyFans, we talked about them last week, right, Captain Max?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And
everybody's been talking about them.
Yeah. So last week, they had said that they, a site that thrives on sexually explicit material, were going to censor all sexually explicit material. No more. Nudes, okay, as long as they didn't turn you on. I hate to see the nudes that don't turn you on that are okay with OnlyFans. Anyway, that was OnlyFans last week. And a big outcry occurred. The sex workers screamed they couldn't pay their rent. And the free speech advocates said that this was wrong censorship, and that MasterCard was going to be in charge of what we could and could not see. And then the comedians mocked OnlyFans so incisively. Don't you know that OnlyFans only want to see one thing, and you're censoring that now? What? Anyway, I guess OnlyFans couldn't take the heat, couldn't take the mockery, and the screaming. Maybe they have a heart. Probably they just couldn't take the mockery. And they probably couldn't take the knowledge that they were going to lose a lot of money. I don't know why they didn't know that in the first place. You'd think they'd have some sort of business sense. But I'm not so sure. It's hard to say. But the thing that we can say is that they flipped. That when the porn stars and sex workers cried foul, OnlyFans cried uncle. And just a couple days ago, they said, Okay, we're going to let you porn stars and sex workers and hot strippers show your stuff that has made us successful. It's not just Cardi B and Beyonce, although they have OnlyFans accounts. It's mainly the porn stars. And so they said, okay, we're reversing our decision, basically. We care. Of course, they said, we're suspending it. So suspension sounds like you're hanging from your thumbs. I don't know. It doesn't sound very permanent. It sounds like you're just hanging out like a bonobo hanging from a tree. And it's fun for a while, but yeah, you can't put in roots when somebody just says they're suspending this horrible new rule, which will happen, I guess. But for now, the sex workers have a victory. It's an important victory, because even if they do flip back, which I would guess that they will, because they said suspension, they've just shown that sex workers are workers too. This whole exercise has shown that, yeah, sex workers deserve to make a living and do well, and as long as we're in this capitalist society, that they deserve to be rich too. And hey, when I say fuck the rich, I mean the porn stars won't mind. But I really am talking about paying taxes. Although, yeah, a little real fucking is awesome. Anyway, I tell the whole story in graphic detail on Counterpunch, as well as on drsusanblock.com/OnlyFans-Afghanistan, because that was the theme of our show last week. And yeah, I tell the whole story there because we had breaking news of this amazing flip-flop. I love flip-flops. In fact, I'm wearing flip-flops right now. There you go, flip-flops. And so when a flip-flop is this good, it's something to celebrate, even though it's not permanent, and really they could kick you out at any moment. Well, now you see that I haven't had my hair done since before the corona apocalypse, really. That's why it's brown and gray on top, kind of blonde on the ends. And anyway, this is FDR. And Max, what is your take on the OnlyFans flip-flop?
I have various theories as over the years, you know, we've always struggled with our credit card suppliers because of the business that we're in, because we talk about sex, because we look like we're having sex, you know, and of course the neighbors always are like, all right, who moved in next door right over there across the street? I see all these women going in with short skirts and coming out, and then Saturday nights they have these big parties.
Well,
remember that?
Yeah. Yes, people are very
snitches.
Wary about sex, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, they're very scared.
Well, snitches could be telling the truth, but
these people are lying. Yeah.
So,
right.
I think they're liars.
Yeah.
I don't like to call them snitches. I know it's kind
they're
of
liars.
A cool jail term. But I just call them liars, falsifiers, misinformation. It's rampant in this world, and it's rampant about us. We're glad to hear that OnlyFans flipped, but it is true that censorship is after us at every level. And it's interesting because, you know, we've had censorship with us. We humans, the other animals don't. We're animals too. But we've had censorship since we've had language, words. Since we've had words, there are words you can't say, you shouldn't say, taboo. And the funny thing is that people very often break those taboos, especially when they're just about words. I think people don't want to break the taboo against, say, killing, unless they're trained to be a killing machine or they're traumatized in their life. But I think we all like to break the taboo about words and talk about things that the authorities say, don't talk about that. So that's why censorship doesn't really succeed.
No. It always comes out. Somebody's going to print it. Somebody's going to make an illegal copy. When I grew up, you couldn't read Henry Miller's works in the 1950s. You know, you had to have somebody sneak the books in from England.
But there's always a way.
And you couldn't have Mao Zedong's little red book, which all the lefty radicals wanted at one point.
That's our first subject. If you want to talk about it, you can give us a call at 626-461-5212. Or you can join us on Clubhouse. I think we're on Clubhouse. My engineer is gone, but I think we're there. And of course, you can always write in your comments on Reddit, as well as Facebook, although my screen doesn't show Facebook now. So I can't look at all the comments everywhere. So, ornery ad, in keeping with the censorship theme, says, sorry, my mom said I can't watch this. I'm 29. By BTV, or does he mean by the way, BTW? Anyway, maybe that is a W. Okay, so I'm sure he's trying to be funny. But you know what? Those are the censors that count, your parents. Let your parents tell you what you can and can't watch. Don't let MasterCard. Mechadmit says, what about sexership? Okay. I think this is another person trying to be funny. But it made my hat fall off. Anyway, sexership sounds better than censorship. So, if I have a choice, I'll vote for sexorship.
Sex or a ship?
Sex or ship. I'd like to have sex on the ship, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
nice.
That would be very nice. Yeah. The rocking of the waves would happen in rhythm to my orgasm.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if we got into power, we seized their yachts. As happened with criminal cash.
The rich seize their yachts.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
kidding. I am just kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I mean, they've got some yachts that are bigger than whole countries.
Yeah.
So, a bunch of refugees could live on those yachts. So, at least they should be taxed properly. Cryodamus says, how are the bonobo looking tonight? I love his grammar. Huh. Well, I don't know if he's on Reddit. Yeah, he is. Okay. So, I think he knows how the bonobo are looking, unless he means the bonobos in the wild. And, you know, they're surviving, but they need your help. Bonobos are highly endangered, but we are bonobo sapiens, humans that practice the bonobo way. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. So that's how the bonobos are looking tonight. So, yeah, we're talking about Afghanistan. It's a mess. But that's war. You know, war sucks. And we're getting out. But it isn't so easy to just get out when you're occupying a place that is so volatile and that we haven't really done much good or any good, really. Whatever good we might have done, there's been the reverse of that as well. And we've done a lot more harm. And besides, just the idea of occupation is
bad. Yeah, and it's like hard to, you know, skip out on your partner in the middle of the night because you've got so much shit there that has to be brought back. Or not.
Yeah.
Then we have to buy all new ones.
Well.
So the military doesn't give a shit. It's not their money. They're a socialist state anyway.
Right. The military is the only real socialist state in America. They get whatever they need, and they get paid, and they get full health care and all the kinds of care. And I wish the whole country was like the U.S. military in terms of just being taken care of.
Well, if we stop some of this nonsense that we're doing,
that's my hope. My fear is that we're pulling out of Afghanistan just to mess around with China, which is worse. I mean, I don't know if it's worse, but it's more dangerous to the whole world. Let's just say Afghanistan is kind of contained and they don't have nuclear weapons. What we've been doing there has been evil, and it is the main fault of George W. Bush and dickhead Cheney and Rummy Rumsfeld, who I just gave an anti-eulogy for.
Cheney.
Yeah, he's still alive.
I know.
How dare he?
He was very worried that the enemy could manipulate his heart pacer. He was very paranoid about that, I heard. From good sources.
Yes. Good sources. I wonder if he stole the heart of a refugee, put it in his own body while they were still alive. Anyway, I appreciate that his daughter opposed Trump's lies, but I don't appreciate that Cheney really was the main force pushing little Bush.
But that was her father, you know. You often wonder about what your father does and why he does it. It's like, why the fuck's he doing that?
You mean his daughter was wondering about Cheney?
No, I'm just saying it's her father that did that, not her. She seems to kind of be coming around.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly but
well,
surely.
Well, I don't blame her exactly.
Right, I don't blame her. She probably got her ass kicked.
But she is very pro-war. And I do blame her for that.
But a lot of people got indoctrinated in this pro-war stuff. Everybody's like,
well, and they're all, you know, wrong.
In order to be a patriotic, you have to go out and kill yourself and kill other people. Now
that
you're patriotic.
Is very interesting because we all wonder at these suicide bombers. And yes, there was this horrific event the other day. And I just want to say, before I get into my ideas about the psychology of suicide bombers versus the American forms of death cults, I just want to say that my heart goes out to everyone, all the families, all the friends, all the associates of these people, so many that perished in this horrible bomb blast that I guess was a suicide bomber. And I don't often want to thank the troops because usually what they're doing is waging war for the sake of American corporations and the military industrial complex, the defense contractors, the bomb makers, the oligarchs. That's who they're waging the war for, the oil industry.
And the top few families that really control everything.
Yeah, so I don't want to thank the troops for that kind of service. I get it. You know, they need money. And we have basically a mercenary army now. We don't have a draft anymore. We call it volunteer. But it's people that usually have to do it. And some people do it because they're ambitious. I can name a few politicians that probably enlisted because they wanted that on their resume for their politics. But in any case, I don't ever want to thank the troops for any of that. I don't want to see them die, but I'm not thanking them. But you know what? I do want to thank these troops.
So do I.
They gave their lives to help us end a war and to help these people.
And the most dangerous part.
The most dangerous part.
They were like sitting ducks.
Yes. They are. They still are. Yeah. As we speak, as we broadcast. I know you like to call it a podcast, but I'm more of a broad than a pod, okay? Yeah. Like Mae West.
broad pot.
Well, that sounds kind of scary to be a broad pot. But anyways, I feel that this is real service that they did.
Absolutely.
Helping to end a war and not start one. And it's dangerous to help end a war. It's maybe more dangerous than starting one. Because when you start one, you're basically bombing. You're not invading on the ground. They're on the ground.
And all these people that helped us are now coming here to live with us. So you need to be nice. You need to be welcoming.
Yes.
You need to be caring.
Well, I would love to have an Afghan join Bonoboville, Afghan refugee, but I doubt that we would be recommended. I'm sure we'd be censored from that list, whatever it might be.
Post an Afghani.
Yeah. Well, as those of you who know me know, I spent a wonderful month in Afghanistan and got to know some Afghani people and the beautiful land, and I really love it. I appreciate it. And I don't want to live there. I hope I can visit there again someday. I kind of doubt it. But, you know, they got a lot going for them in terms of just their heart and the beauty of the country. And it is very rich in minerals. But I think it would be very damaging to the environment to go after them. So, yeah. So thank you, Marines. Those of you who passed and those of you who are still there.
Yeah, and the most dangerous days are coming up.
Yes.
Because in the very, very end, when those last planes are leaving, who is going to protect them?
Yeah, it's kind of curious.
No, think about that. We have no more troops. The last planes are leaving with thousands of people. And there's nobody there to protect those planes.
So Red Storm Quadruple Zero on Reddit, I guess, says the upper brass has failed the mission, not the military in general. I don't know that anybody's failed the mission. I think it's a mess. I think this invasion was a mess, and we didn't notice that because mostly we were just dropping bombs from the sky.
This was a money-grabbing...
Bunker busters.
Money-grabbing military-industrial complex that needs billions to survive. There are billions they need. Just to survive and have jobs.
Well, I think that needs to change.
What are we talking about here?
That needs to change, or else we're doomed as a society.
What do we do? Start another war?
First of all, the military is the worst polluter in the world. There are many reasons we must dismantle this military. People talk about defunding the police, and I'm quasi for that. Some defunding and funding of other types of government agencies that can help people in times of need when the police just shoot them. Yes, I am for that. And I'm also for defunding. Not completely. We need some defense, right? But most of the funding is not necessary for the military. And we need to scale back and not fight with our fellow humans.
And share our tax dollars.
We have a great enemy. And that enemy is... I almost said nature, but nature is not our enemy. But you know, climate catastrophe is our enemy. And that's nature. And part of this climate catastrophe is this plague that we're experiencing, the corona apocalypse. That is part of it.
Yeah, I talked to her the other night.
Who, Domina Delta variant? Did she whip you?
She said, you're in for some trouble, people.
Yeah, Domina Delta variant. Don't mess with her. I don't. I try not to. I'm vaccinated. I got my mask. Well, I don't have it now. Where is my mask? I have a cute mask, though. It's a turtle. So, you should be talking while I'm putting a mask on.
Oh, okay. Hi. It's me. I'm in the background. I'm the husband of the pretty doctor in front of me, in front of you.
But this is a radio show, and most of the stations that we're on show audio. They don't show anything. We just hear.
This has radio vision.
Yes, this is like my HBO specials. It's a radio show that you can see on TV. So we're on TV on Reddit. So if you're watching somewhere else or listening somewhere else,
you don't see us.
You can watch us on Reddit.
Right. Just
forget
Reddit.
Why I was banned says eat the rich. Yeah, we get it. Everybody says eat the rich. And that's kind of cool, except I don't know if they taste good.
Well, and what? They don't fucking care about fish? Mm. When somebody said eat fish?
Eat fish.
Just a fish. But we're killing the fish. We're eating so many of them.
Well, I guess if we ate the rich, maybe we wouldn't need so much fish.
Just joking. Just so we're not eating nobody.
Okay, I think their point was that the soldiers ideally follow orders without question, so they're not responsible for any good or bad choices. It's all the top brass. That says the ideal usually isn't. I think he's trying to say in a different way.
Yes.
Captain Max's maxim. The ideal is the enemy of
the real.
So first of all, everybody makes decisions. And yes, the decisions happen at the top. And some of these decisions are also at the bottom.
Yeah, on the dirt ground, wounded.
Yeah.
Wounded and bleeding and missing maybe a leg or two. You have to make a decision.
So the decision here is to leave. Do you guys all think that that's a bad idea? That we should continue to occupy Afghanistan? Because let's just say any form of leaving this kind of situation, a war zone that we lost pretty much. I mean, if you think of it as a war, which it really kind of wasn't, it was an invasion and an occupation. But if you think of it as a war, which I guess the Taliban think of it as a war, they won. And so we're trying to get out of there. And they have enemies, ISIS. We think the Taliban is bad. And yes, we do think the Taliban is bad.
I mean, we shouldn't be involved in the killing of other people.
No.
In other countries.
Let them kill each other.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, and I don't want them to kill each other. But I don't want to be involved in their killing. I can speak out and say it's wrong and maybe send some brave people to be like peacekeepers. But they shouldn't be the kind of peacekeepers that shoot people.
We're going to keep the peace here.
We need to send Gandhi.
You're all going to be you're all going to shut up.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing. You can't say certain words anymore.
No.
You have to talk different. You have to catch up with time. You don't want to get left behind. That's advice from an old man.
Ooh. Well, my language is always changing.
Yes, right.
I don't like censorship at all. I don't mind cancel culture because to me that's just people also speaking about what they think. They don't like what you say, and they have a right to say that. And by canceled, they just mean they, as individuals, are going to not listen to your music or pay attention to you. I think that's fine. What I don't like is when big tech, and I know that's a phrase that the right wing uses, and I'm a lefty, but I agree with them. And I think all those right wingers shouldn't be censored. I don't think it's good. I don't agree with them, but I'm like Voltaire. I disagree with what you say, but I will defend
your right to say it.
I think he said to the death. I don't want to die.
Well, right. That's,
I'm a sissy.
That's an issue right there. Why die?
Why die? Well, sometimes there's a good reason.
Yeah, you can die. You can die for a lot of things. You can die because some stupid ass is driving up the freeway the wrong way and drunk.
Yeah. Wow, that happened.
Yeah. It just happened. It happens all the time.
There's a lot of stupid asses out there, I think.
Don't be one of them, that's all.
Sangyu99 says, look at you. You put yourself out there. Respect. Respect to you, Sankyu, for telling me. Thank you. I put myself out there, and so does Captain Max. We do. We think life's too short to hide in the closet.
Well, and also, what are you going to do in a closet?
Well, actually, you could have a lot of fun in the closet for a little while.
For a little while.
But then you want to come out.
But a closet without a bathroom and a kitchen?
Although I feel like I've been a little bit in the closet, although mine has a bathroom and a kitchen and a backyard, so it's not really a closet. But I don't go anywhere these days, because Domina Delta. Oh, Domina Delta, I don't want to tangle with you.
They're now working on a cure for it, because obviously it's not leaving so fast. So now they're looking for a cure,
right,
to this virus that keeps multiplying itself and is smarter than our doctors and scientists to figure out how to get around what the humans are doing to kill them.
It's really amazing.
We're trying to kill the virus. The virus is trying to kill us. That's what Mother Nature said the other day. You're in trouble. They want to eat you.
Yeah, they do. And it's amazing how many people are kind of saying, yeah, come and get me.
Yeah, right.
And I was saying earlier that I was going to talk about the suicide bombers. And I do feel that these suicide bombers, I guess ISIS, although before that we had the Japanese kamikaze. And there have been others. By the way, don't put the Buddhist monks that burn themselves up to protest war in the category, because they don't kill other people. In fact, I respect suicide, actually.
Yes.
If you're going to take yourself out, I feel sad about it. I feel that it doesn't make you a good role model.
And you should do it nicely.
But if you do it nicely, and that means just yourself,
your mother and your father.
And hopefully not in somebody's
room
when they're going to walk in.
Or falling on somebody's head when you jump from the 32nd floor.
Anyway, I have some respect for that. But when you take out a bunch of other people, like the suicide bombers, I got no respect for that whatsoever. But you know, when an American, an amosexual, picks up that AR-15 and commits a mass murder, then turns the gun on himself or lets the police shoot him, well, he's committing suicide. It's usually a he, not always, but usually a he. And very often an incel, and that's a word that is forbidden to spell out.
Right.
It's so dangerous. But I wonder, too, how many of these suicide bombers are amosexual incels. They're certainly amosexual because they make themselves into a human bomb.
Right.
Which we find kind of crazy.
And a mule. in order to fight, to have all of this stuff on
you. Yes, yes.
It's like a little tiring.
It's amazing. And I feel, I don't know, I sometimes hear about family being honored by the suicide bomber sacrifice. I hardly ever hear about a spouse or a girlfriend or a lover of any sort. So I think most of them are incels too. I think they are amosexual incels for the most part, these suicide bombers. They're just the ISIS variety. But we have our own variety.
Well, they're better than the police.
The ISIS are better than the police?
No. Our soldiers.
Our soldiers?
Yeah, that's why when I saw them taking these kids and protecting their...
Okay, you're changing the subject so much.
I'm just following up.
I always have to jump when you... It's okay. It's challenging.
It's challenging.
I'm kind of...
That's what a talk show
Never mind.
Is. A challenge.
Yeah. I'm going to eat a banana.
She's eating a banana. And I'm watching her eating a banana. And feel really humbled to be in your ear. I mean, have you cleaned it out lately?
Ooh.
You should do that. Because we love to come to your ear. Your ear brings us to your house.
Give you an eargasm.
Give you an eargasm.
Ooh. Yes. Beautiful eargasm. All right. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Is there any questions?
Anybody oh, there's plenty
questions?
Of questions.
Okay, let's answer some questions.
But I didn't finish what I was saying.
Oh, well, finish what you were saying.
Because I got totally derailed.
Well, yes, but...
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. I was talking about these suicide bombers. I wasn't talking about American soldiers, because they don't usually do that. In fact, they tend to want to preserve their own lives, the military. They tend to like using drones. And by the way, droning ISIS, I mean, it's kind of, I get it, but not exactly going to be effective because these guys are suicide bombers.
They're dead. They go to heaven.
Yeah, exactly. they think it's great that you just drone them and they're... are always more
they feel,
coming up.
Yeah, they feel their country is so fucked up.
So please,
they go to
Joe,
heaven.
Let's not get back into a war where they're bombing us and we're droning them.
And it's also money that's out of your pocket.
Yeah, those drones are expensive.
They're expensive, those drones.
They always have to be replaced.
Yeah.
But let's just not use them. Because every time you use one, you got to buy another one. So let's just not use them. Let's let them.
What are they, $500,000 bullet?
How much rent could that pay and all these people getting evicted?
How much does a drone cost? Does anybody know how much a drone costs?
Ooh.
Our information desk out here on Reddit will maybe figure out. Right?
Right.
Right.
So going back to my...
Yes.
Theme that I keep going away from.
Oh,
I'm trying to say, no, I got other things I want to talk about too. I'm trying to say that, hey, the suicide bomber is not so foreign to us in America because who are these people that don't get vaccinated and that don't want to wear a mask? And want to do everything just like normal. And then quite a few of them die. I don't celebrate their death. But they're suicide bombers. Because they take other people with them. And they know this. But they also know other things. Because the human mind can... grasp so many things, reality and fantasy And just like these suicide bombers are imagining, we say they're imagining because we think we know all about reality. They're imagining that they're going to go to heaven if they detonate this bomb strapped to their bodies like they're a mule, killing hundreds of innocent people. They think that's sending them to heaven. And we think they're crazy, and they are. I think they're crazy. But what about this unvaccinated, no mask person that says COVID is a hoax, masks don't work, the vaccination makes you sterile? All these things that they say, and then they get it. And it's true, some vaccinated people are getting it, which is why I am staying in the closet of Bonoboville. Somebody asked, where is Bonoboville? MechMid. But MechMD, maybe. Maybe he's a doctor. So MechMid. Bonoboville is on the internet. You can go to bonoboville.com and join us. It's a social media site, just like the others, except very different than the others. We accept all refugees from Facebook and Reddit, too. So,
but it's different.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, it's not your usual place. It's Nobleville. Anyway, you can find it. Just look it up. Google it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Bonoboville also exists in real life. And when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, you can come visit us. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Hello?
Yeah.
I hear a person speaking.
That's Kristen.
Oh, Kristen is speaking. Oh, I knew I would hear from Kristen because I'm speaking very intensely about the suicide bombers that are unvaxxed and unmasked. And somehow Kristen got on the air without me even knowing. But hello, Kristen. I hope you're okay. And you haven't gotten COVID yet or ever. I hope you never do. But I imagine you're not vaxxed because you're one of those true believers.
No. I don't.
You are vaxxed?
No, I'm not.
You're not, see?
I'm not somebody who just simply...
I know, you told us already about it. If you're going to tell us about something else, I'd like to hear from you. But don't give us your anti-vax stuff again, Kristen.
There are too many people
dying. No,
too many people are
dying.
And you know what? A lot of them are vaxxed. Not the great majority, because the great majority is unvaxxed. But there's a few breakthrough cases, and they could be in a person like me, because I had pneumonia 3 times, or in other compromised immune systems, or Max, who had cancer, and who had, what did you have? You didn't have a heart attack. You had heart surgery.
Heart surgery. It built up.
We're old. We don't want to get it.
No.
I did let you speak at length on 2 different shows about this issue, in which I strongly disagree with you, but I like you, and you've been at Bonoboville, and you've been a great Bonobovillian.
Everything's ever evolving, right? All I want to say is this about that. The Spanish flu never had a vaccine.
You mean from Kansas? The one from Kansas that spread to Europe?
Viruses, when they mutate,
one from Kansas that he called Spanish flu.
Right.
Hey, right away, that's a little racist to the Spaniards. I'm going to say that because nothing against you, Kristen. I'm sure you don't mean to be anti-Spaniard. But it started with U.S. military, I think Marines or Army, in Kansas. And just because they didn't have a vaccine doesn't mean we shouldn't. And by the way, how many people got that thing? It was horrible. A lot more people got that, got the
Well, absolutely should have them.
The influenza. No, let's not call it the Spanish flu. It's the influenza of 1918. I know, that's not as much fun as saying Spanish flu. But saying Spanish flu is like saying China virus.
You think,
I would agree with that.
Yeah, you think these microbes give a shit what we call them?
Well, that's true, too.
They're just trying to take over.
And we politicize it. They did back then, too, by calling it the Spanish flu, because they knew when it started. They called it the Spanish flu because the Spaniards are the ones that exposed it.
Right.
Their journalists wrote about it,
right.
And the Americans were pissed.
We're hiding it like the Chinese hide now.
So we decided it's the Spanish flu. Anyway, they didn't have a vaccine, and they suffered a lot, and I'd rather not suffer so much. But it looks like I'm going to because of wonderful folks like yourself, my darling Kristen. But anyway.
I'm not anti-vax. I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Good.
I am not.
Thank you for saying that. And I sense that there's a but involved. But
Well, the problem is how it's being managed. Because so, you have a situation that ties right
into. It's hard to manage it when people don't want to take it. It's definitely hard. I agree that I think that the Biden administration did not foresee that so many people would not want to take it. And maybe they should have. People are just going crazy these days. There's so much misinformation. I think it's just overwhelming to people that have the science to combat the misinformation is really daunting. Because the people that portray the misinformation, that deliver it, tend to have more charisma than the people that have the science. And they make it sound more fun. It's much more fun to take horse dewormer than to get a shot.
Definitely don't take horse dewormer. That's good.
Absolutely. I took horse tranquilizers.
Okay. The
core issue here is how the pharmaceutical ties into the military industrial complex, and it's a feedback loop.
Under Out on Reddit says, yeah, the vaccine is good, but people shouldn't be forced to take medication. So let me just reassure Under Out. People aren't being forced to take the vaccine. No one is coming to your home with a gun. Well, maybe people are, but those are not the people that are forcing you to take the vaccine. People are asking you to take the vaccine, and then they are saying, since you're not taking it, we don't want to be near you. They have a right to do that. They're not forcing you to take it. They're just saying, you can't do our things, our party, you can't come to our restaurant if you're not vaccinated or not wearing a mask. And, oh my goddess, the way people act, it's just amazing. I know it's been going on for over a year, but way over. But at the same time, I'm just flabbergasted to see like that video that my Counterpunch editor retweeted, Jeffrey St. Clair, showing this dude who didn't want to wear a mask. I don't know if he was vaccinated, getting on an airplane. And he just tore up the airport. I don't know if the police ever arrived, but he was punching people. He needed four people to restrain him. What a big baby. Why are Americans such babies? I don't know. I guess I shouldn't ask that question. Afghan people are dying because they're hanging on airplanes trying to get away from the Taliban and ISIS. Trying to get away from death squads. And, you know, it's kind of silly of them to hang on the airplane. But I have more respect for them than I have for people punching each other on an airplane. You're on the airplane. Sit down, wear your mask, mind your own business. You put on your seatbelt. That's uncomfortable. Put on your mask. Jeez.
Did you see the, did you see those Air Force planes with just hundreds and hundreds of people on them, all sitting on the floor?
Yeah.
And this huge plane.
Well, I think it's okay.
It's like coming in across the border in a truck.
It just reminds me of
nice guys.
People leaving Nazi Germany. Sometimes they'd have to pack themselves into a ship when they have to get away from a bad place. I could criticize how they're doing it. First of all, Trump shouldn't have made that deal with the Taliban. He made a crazy deal. But at the time, I was thinking, well, it's a crazy deal. He's letting this head dude out of the jail in Pakistan and, you know, basically just giving them everything they want. But I wanted to end the war, and I guess Trump did too, and I guess a lot of people did.
And they wouldn't shoot American soldiers.
And they're not.
The Taliban, right.
They are sticking to that deal.
Yeah.
They are not attacking us, and they are kind of the winners here in this non-war. But the fact that we're moving out like this and that there's a lot of messiness and terrible, tragic death, you could say they didn't plan it right. I'd like to see what your plan is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Everybody. To really leave, though.
Oh, I got the plan. Sure, what? Well, we send another 40,000 troops in there. And so, can you imagine the talks is going like, mm-hmm. Well, all right, if you guys, if you're out of here by such and such a date, the deal is we're not going to shoot your people.
So we have some interesting questions. Mm-hmm. Jux Lee says, canceling is basically a bunch of people agreeing that the subject is a jackass and acting accordingly. Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm not against cancel culture. I don't necessarily agree that the subject is a jackass, but they haven't actually censored that person. Censoring is another matter. Champ13 says, if you want to get deep, war is best explained by military-industrial complex.
Yes,
we say that all the time, but champ, you're the champ. I'll let you say that this time. Yeah, that's who makes the money. And by military-industrial complex, we mean the U.S. military, but the industrial complex is also...
The military protects
Boeing
industrial complex.
And Halliburton... And all these companies that create bases, that create bombs, that work with the military. Mm. And those are the defense contractors, and they are making lots of money on any kind of war activity, anything. Except they're maybe not making too much on this, because we're leaving. They're just hoping, though, will go somewhere else so they can make more money, and that's what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
They did drop that drone, though, and Under Out says, drone costs probably more than I'll make in my life. That's right. Fuck the rich and their drones.
And our money.
And our money for those drones. Mech Mid, maybe he's Mech MD, says, how do you think our tax dollars could be used to improve sex education? How can I count the ways? Wow. That's a great question, but I don't think I have time. But first of all, we should have some kind of sex education. And I guess that I would just go along with what Dr. Joycelyn Elders, our fantastic Surgeon General, had been outlining when she was our Surgeon General under that dude that should have followed her advice and just taken matters into his own hands instead of letting Monica do the work. But he fired her. And that's why we call masturbation firing the Surgeon General. But that's certainly a form of safe sex, and that should be listed as one form in any kind of sex education course. Sex education should basically be about a gazillion different things, but the main thing is that sex has value. And not just for procreation, but for recreation. We all need to de-stress. We had a lot of stress. And for relationships. And that's mostly with other people, but also the relationship you have with yourself should include moments of pleasure, or else you're going to be an angry, amosexual incel. You don't want to be that. So, yes, we do need all kinds of sex education. It shouldn't just be about how the sperm impregnates the egg. It should be somewhat about that, but also just about our lives. And I think we were starting to do this.
Somebody.
But the dominionists, the same ones like Exodus Cry, that Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, they're so sanctimonious about sex. They think every form of sex is trafficking. And they're basically out to push their dominionist philosophy, which puts Christian God at the top of a pyramid, and humans are next, and then animals are way below. We humans, we are animals. They don't believe in climate change. They are very anti-sex, only sex for procreation purposes, within marriage only. It's the American Taliban. Not as bad. Okay.
Well,
it's maybe exaggerating. But sometimes
they turn into porn stars.
And sometimes they do. Porn stars often come from the most religious families. This is why I say censorship just doesn't work. You try to repress and repress, and somehow the sexual spirit emerges, the erotic nature. It's within us all. It emerges. I just try to help you as a sex therapist to integrate your erotic nature with the rest of life so that you can enjoy yourself in a positive way. So you don't hide it and then it busts out like when you try to keep air in a balloon and it's going to pop. MechMid accepts our invitation to Bonoboville once the pandemic is over. Purple Halo says this generation is way too sensitive because of media. You know, that could be Purple Halo. I don't know exactly. One thing I did want to kind of address a little bit is, you know, why Americans are kind of the crybabies of the world. And whether we really have a lot of craziness going on. I mean, I kind of feel like humanity is getting crazier. Is that true? Or is it just that the mainstream media puts crazy out there as clickbait? And social media also puts crazy out there, because we all have our little publishing houses on our Twitter accounts and our Facebook pages. And so we think maybe we should put something out there that's really sensational, that riles people up. And so we do. I do. I'm guilty of that. Are you? Do you put things out there just so that you get some likes? Or some interest, people saying something about you. Well, the mainstream media does that too, and media is in our faces now, completely, literally, in our faces. Yes, we're looking at this all the time. And So I guess that's making us crazy. And I think it's a feedback loop or a chicken or the egg thing. Are we getting crazier and the media is just reflecting that? Or is the media making us crazier? I think climate change also plays a part, because that's a real thing. The media, in fact, tries to cover that up, although they can't cover that up now because there's so many floods in China and Germany, in the New York subway station, and fires all through California, and heat domes, hurricanes like crazy. So that part of crazy is not the media, although we see it on the media. The media can't hide it, and at this point, I think the media sees it as like disaster porn. And so, yeah, they don't really want us to favor policies that would mitigate climate change. No, because they're part of the rich. We gotta fuck the rich, and that includes the mainstream media. They're owned by billionaires. They don't want us to wise up, but they love that disaster porn. You know, it's clickbait. So it's driving us crazy. So we need to have sex. Sex is one thing, if you just talk about sex itself. Doesn't have any calories. Well, unless you're swallowing a load of cum and then a few. It doesn't really harm the earth. I mean, yeah, if you're using a condom, I guess that's plastic, so that's not too good. But for the most part, sex is very organic, and it's a great de-stressor. It's entertaining. Cheap entertainment. Okay, you might have to look at some porn, might have to pay for that. OnlyFans, pay up a little for your goddesses and gods of porn, you know? It's good for you to pay for your porn. It's like a tribute to the goddess.
And paying for your pleasure.
Yeah. Honor your pleasure. You see,
on the cheap,
our society puts it out there that pleasure is bad. And that really the only pleasures that are worthwhile are extremely expensive. I don't think, you know, porn is expensive enough for our society to approve of, frankly. Our society approves of yachts and vacations and big cars, SUVs. You know, we did away with the Cadillacs. It's really funny. And for a while there, we were into the compact cars. But now it's SUVs all over the place. So, yeah, there's electric cars. Very good. They blow up every once in a while. So, Usefa says, the lady speaks the truth.
Yes, I read that. She does. And she has for many years. That's my my partner there, Dr. Susie.
And that's my primate, Captain Max. And we try to speak the truth. I guess it's our truth.
There's all kinds of truths.
There are all kinds of truths.
Especially nowadays.
Mm.
Yeah. At one point, there was one truth. You couldn't go to school without getting fucking branded on your arm.
Purple Halo XOXO says, sex ed, it's called Pornhub for this generation. It's not cool, but it is what it is. It needs to start with parents teaching their kids. They can come to them with questions. Purple Halo's very smart. Yes, I agree with all that, except I have some additions. Okay, so first of all, Pornhub is sex education for generation, what is it, Z? What are we up to now? Generation.
I know we're on
Q,
track 36.
I think it's Generation Q, actually. Yeah, that's the problem. But, yeah, a lot of it is from Pornhub, the sex education. And I'm all for Pornhub. I'm all for porn. But it's not education. Some of it is. A little bit. A small percentage. But you know as well as I do that when you want to watch porn, you don't want to watch a sex education video. You want to watch your favorite fetish, your favorite porn star, your favorite position, something like that. You're not necessarily looking to learn something. And so that is what Pornhub focuses on. Now, you do learn things because, as Purple Halo says, there's no other way. That you don't really have sex education in the schools because of organizations like Exodus Cry. To keep us from our rightful sex education. And yes, parents should talk to their children about sex. That's very difficult. I support it.
And dangerous.
I'm here to help, but it's difficult. And that's why it helps when somebody who's not your parent talks to you, tells you about the birds and the bees. Your parent, yes, should give you a perspective. You know, we humans, we are tribal creatures. Somebody said, oh, I think it was Joe, that Afghanistan is all about tribes. So is America, okay? So is humanity. We're tribal creatures. We like the tribe. We respond to the community. It's a little unnatural to be in these nuclear families. Just us and our parents.
And we'll kill.
That's very claustrophobic. Especially when it comes to sex. It creates all these sex obsessions and problems and traumas and crimes. So I kind of go more for the tribal approach. And that includes school. It's not just about your relatives, not just about your blood. I mean, after all, you don't want to have sex with somebody that you're related to, not usually. It's illegal in some states. Some states it's not illegal, but it's still not a good idea, especially if you're going to have children. So that's why we need sex education in schools. You're not going to get it totally from Pornhub in terms of talking about the reality. Pornhub is fantasy. Fantasy is great. But we need a little grounding in reality. And that's what sex education is for. And it can't all come from your parents. Some of your parents are all drugged up or busy or they have their own sex problems. That's why there are experts such as sex educators. You know, you don't trust your parents to teach you about algebra unless they're algebra experts. Why do you trust them to teach you about sex? I mean, they can give you their perspective.
Yeah, the baby comes down the chimney, the stork drops it off. I think that's actually child abuse now. I don't think you can. I think you can do that by drone. You can drop the baby in the chimney.
Oh.
Yeah, but otherwise not.
Is that like a drone shaped like a pelican?
A drone shaped like a pelican.
The pelican... Oh, no, it's the stork that brings the baby, not the pelican. You know, when I was a kid, they would say the stork brought the baby, and I would always think, why not the pelican? They have more room in their beak. Yeah. I still think it should be the pelican that brings the baby. Do people still talk about storks bringing the baby?
In some groups, they're in another group, and that's kind of the belief they have. And it's okay. I mean, that's nice. I have my own beliefs. That's great. Just don't bother me. I don't want to be bothered. I try not to. And I'm always bothered by somebody, you know.
Ooh.
Like, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And we are still fighting with the city. I guess fighting. We're not punching, but they're kind of harassing us. But I don't know if we have new developments.
Not tonight, and we're just in our little theater of the mind and dealing with what is normal around the world, and that's the local government and how they govern. They're very closed, incestuous, I won't call any names.
So Mech MD says, "Am I Normal is the best sex education video." I don't know about it per se. It's a video called Am I Normal? But I do know that that is the most common question that I get as a sex therapist is, am I normal? Well, we'll see about that. I don't know why everybody wants to be normal, because these days being normal is miserable. Be special, be great. You don't have to be normal. But be good. I think that's even more important than being great, honestly. I don't even want to get into the greatness thing, because that's a little bit of capitalism there.
Surround
I think
yourself.
It's important to be good and surround yourself
with good. You have that choice. You can walk away.
And
choice.
Go bonobos.
Yeah.
Film Nerder says, what does your hat say? Is it backwards on Reddit?
Probably, yes. It's backwards, and your hat is upside down.
Well, is it upside down or backwards?
It's backwards. It's backwards.
It says, go bonobos.
Go bonobos.
Because this title of this show is basically OnlyFans flips, war sucks. And that includes all parts of war, from invading, to waging, to leaving. War sucks. And bonobos rock! Go bonobos. Bonobos are our kissing cousins. They are great apes like us who swing from the trees as well as with each other. They are very sex positive, female empowered, and they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity.
Do we have a phone number?
We do. 626-461-5212. That's the number you can call.
You can call right now and you can talk to us, and we want to talk to you.
Okay, so Mech MD says, I'm so grateful for having sex education classes in elementary school, middle school, and high school. My parents' views on sex were too religious and repressed. See? That's why I say important to have experts in your life about all kinds of subjects, and sex is a subject. It's an important subject. It's a subject that we all care about. That's one reason I got into it as a field. It's funny, because I remember when I was thinking about it, and I just thought, everybody's interested in sex. At the time, I didn't realize how fucked up everybody is about it. Now I know. But I still believe that everybody's interested in it. And yes, they're kind of fucked up about it. But that's why you need a therapist and an educator. And hey, put me out of a job. If we get a good attitude about our sexuality, we won't need sex therapists.
You need to talk. You need to talk to us. You can call us 24 hours a day. Come confess.
And that number is 213-291-9497. That's a different number. That's not the on-air number. That's for private.
That's where we
phone sex therapy or webcam therapy or texting sext therapy. And we do meet with you in person, although not lately.
I don't want to be a COVIDiot. So, sex is important. Sex helps keep you somewhat sane. Well, me, anyway, keeps me somewhat sane. I've been going insane all week. And I told Captain Max, we have to have sex tonight. We hadn't had it in a few days. And it was Friday, and, you know, in Judaism, it's a mitzvah to have sex on a Friday night. And it always seems nice on a Friday night.
You all
somehow.
Hear that?
It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah means good deed.
On Friday nights.
Friday nights are it.
Have a little sexual thing.
You could also do it Saturday or Sunday or all of it. But, you know, you got to do it Friday because you might miss the weekend.
But you can do it all weekend.
Certainly.
If you can, you know, if you can. You know,
keep it going.
Keep it all, you know, like a telephone pole.
And when I say sex, I mean intercourse is great. But it could also be outer course, you know? There's a lot of touching involved and rubbing and foot fetish. Are my feet clean?
We're saying, yeah, kind of.
Wait, let me see.
Okay, so...
Yeah, lots of different things to do. And it's important to do them. And have an orgasm. You can have an orgasm through outer course as well as intercourse. We do intercourse, but we tend to have our orgasms after intercourse. It's like we do it and then orgasm time. And yes, I get religious, calling out to Jesus and maybe some other gods and goddesses. I believe in them all, especially when I'm coming. So, an orgasm a day, well, at least every other day. And if you do it a day, it's okay. And three a day, it's good. Better than an apple, but apples are good too. So, let's see. What have we got here?
Take a look.
Mehmed wants to know, do you think anti-maskers are also against condoms? I don't know if it makes that much sense that they would even line it up like that.
Here's the deal.
I think it's more like the suicide bombers. They just are going for it. They believe in it. They believe in it. And there's nothing harder to knock down than a belief. If you believe that shot is going to kill you and COVID isn't, then you're not going to take the shot.
And then, boom, maybe somebody dies.
VA trucker JJ says, media says whatever they have to addict people to tune in for ad money. Yes, thank you for that extra nuance there.
Yes, absolutely.
VA trucker JJ.
No, you got it.
You got it.
You got it. The internet now is...
Capitalism.
It's like television now. You can't get away. They ask you to be friends with famous movie stars now. This is who you should be friends with.
Well, because...
I don't want to be friends with them.
They're... so intimate with us. They show us their selfies and tell us about themselves, and then they get exposed by ex-lovers and they might get canceled or they might be beloved or both. Yes, the celebrity culture is out of control. And for Captain Kaka.
Captain what?
He calls himself Captain Kaka.
Kaka.
You sexy, ma, he says.
All right, Kaka. You
Moonbound 22, you kind of look like you're cosplaying Lady Dimitrescu from Resident Evil Village.
Whoa. Ooh.
I got to find out who that is. Do you know who that is, Abe?
Yeah.
Okay, get on the microphone, explain who Lady Dimitrescu from Resident Evil Village is, because I have no idea. But she better be hot.
She's like a giant. Well, she's...
That's me, a giantess.
She's like a villain that wears a corset.
Oh, well, I ain't wearing no corset, honey. I'm wearing...
Okay.
But, yeah, I get into it, and I like a corset when I'm in the mood. And I'm not going to be sitting when I'm going to be standing.
You think cops will be wearing them soon? They look like military gear.
Is she a little like Stripperella?
No. More like from like a Western film, like from like this is
so
like Annie Oakley for the 21st century, a Western film. So she's like Miss Kitty and Gunsmoke. You can tell that I am not of the new generation. No, Miss Kitty and Gunsmoke. Okay, so he's sending me
hat.
A picture
it's
of her.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. Yeah, and she's got some cleavage going on. I see it. It's cool. Yeah, I'm totally that. But you know what? I didn't know who she was, so I can't say I'm cosplaying her. I'm just being me. For all I know, she's cosplaying me and not giving me credit. And she wouldn't be the first to do that. Right, Captain Max?
Right. Yes, that's correct. Yes, absolutely. I'm reading some of the comments here. Guns for the snitches. They took down his comment.
Wow.
I think he said something nasty about me.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he liked me.
Uh-huh.
I think there's another guy that called us communists.
Oh.
Communists.
Well, the original meaning of the word is kind of cool, but I don't like how it was defined by Stalin. That's not me. I'm kind of like Denmark. That's me. Put some socialism in your capitalist democracy.
Control the wealth. Control the wealth of the country. You know what?
Yeah, we shouldn't have billionaires. Millionaires are okay.
You know what? The federal government should send us a bill. And they should say you owe $10,000, $1,000, whatever it is. And then you check off where you want it to go. I want $5,000 to go to education. I want $1,000 to go to military. I want
Okay.
And then...
I'm for that.
Yeah, and then... They put that money into those institutions. Great about it, if they don't get enough money, they have to close up.
Right.
And if it's
I think the military wouldn't get so much money.
Well, probably not.
I think a lot of people wouldn't give hardly anything to the military.
Right, right.
So, certainly not what they get. What's your experience with sex therapy and asexual clients? Is that a thing? Well, it's a thing in terms of people calling themselves asexual. I guess if you want to call yourself anything, if you want to call yourself Corona, you can do that. And God and Goddess bless you. You be you.
But best.
My definition of asexual, I don't know anybody that is. Because we are all sexual beings. We are all children of sex. Sex is what brought us into this world. Sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. Now, we may not do that through sexual intercourse or even outer course. We may have a sexual experience by watching a sunset. Sounds a little corny, but for some people, that's such a beautiful, captivating experience. It's like sex. It's orgasmic. It blows their mind. For some people, it's maybe sports. dancing. Some people, it's reading. Blows their mind. I think those are sexual feelings. Erotic feelings, okay? You like that word better? I don't know.
Any of those words are nice, eh?
They're nice words. And this is related to our pleasure, our, you know, there's a reason that we often say something great is orgasmic or it's better than sex. It's because sex is the best thing.
Yeah.
So why not acknowledge that?
Hmm.
Anyway, asexual people, I mean, I do feel that there are plenty of times when you don't want to have any sex. I've even gone through periods like that, even when I didn't want to masturbate. But I never consider myself asexual. And honestly, maybe the people that consider themselves asexual, they wouldn't call a sex therapist. I have had some people call the show and say, I think I'm asexual. And then we talk about it and break it down, and it turns out they're not. They're just not interested in sex with the person that they're with, or they don't want to get back in the dating game, or they are into some fetish that doesn't seem like sex to them, or that's hard to define as sex. So they call themselves asexual. But honestly, I don't see it.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, how many minutes do we have? We have 3 minutes.
Okay, you so, say what you need to say.
Well, what I want to say is, hey, it's been fun. Huh? I see a lot of you guys out there. Thank you, huh, for hanging out. And thank you for having us in your lovely year. It's been nice visiting. Have them cleaned and go see a doctor. And we love you, and we'll see you next week. And here's Dr. Susie.
If you haven't gotten enough of this great stuff, you should stick around for after show, which is a fantastic throwback called Labia Day.
Now, you've never seen videos like this.
From 2018, starring Riley Reyes, Ava Yee, and Ikor the Wolf. He doesn't have any labia, but he's a labia appreciator. And my goodness, speaking of sex education, Riley Reyes gives this fantastic dissertation on her pussy. She opens it up. She shows you all the parts. She lets me demonstrate how to give her an orgasm. I do give her a fantastic orgasm. And she's just amazing and very articulate, totally sapiosexual. I gave her an award, a Susie Award, for most bonobo, and another one for most sapiosexual. She's just one of my favorite porn stars. She has an OnlyFans, and she's one of the stars of Labia Day 2018 that is going to be playing right after this. Yes, it's almost Labor Day, folks, and I always felt that Labor Day is a little bit not about labor, and I don't know, it's kind of not that great. Summer's over. Of course, now, global warming, summer's never over. But I wanted something that was meaningful. And Labor Day is always just barbecues. It's not really a workers' day. That's May Day, okay?
Oh.
It's not really a day for labor.
It was about pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. That's more connected to Labia Day, actually. Because that's where the baby goes, usually, through the labia, unless you get a cesarean. Anyway, watch this amazing, amazing show, and have a great Labor Day and a great Labia Day, and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.